Edition.
Hey, hey, what time is it, kids?
It's showtime, baby. You'll go wacko, bananas, nuts, crazy, unbelievable.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I miss Duda. You know, that's the kind of son you want.
I hear you loud and clear.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
That's right. Gotcha.
Thanks, Canada. I'll take it from here.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy. Legendary.
Good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome. It is a Monday edition. I'm getting feedback. Max will take care of that. Or he won't, and this will be his last day.
I highly doubt. I highly doubt it'll be his last day.
Already taken care of. See, when I speak, how are you, by the way?
Sounds fine. I'm fine.
What do you mean, sounds fine?
Sounds fine.
Are you rattled?
I don't know. I'm not rattled. I'm wondering what you're worried about.
You know me.
It's probably your own head. There's probably voices going in there, and that's what you're hearing.
If I got nothing to worry about, who am I?
That's true. Or to complain about, I guess.
Yeah. Kinda.
Yeah.
Jason Duda in with me today. Jeff on his way back from Denver, where he went to some concert with his daughter last night. And then he's flying back out to Las Vegas later in the week to see the Eagles.
The kid just...
And the guy says he has no money.
I know. He complains all the time, but he's gone all the time. Maybe that's why. Did you think that?
Well, he could, you know, it can't be cheap to go out to Vegas, can it?
Well, to Denver... Then just drive home, then hop a plane, then go to Vegas. I mean, this guy is going out and going to miss 3 baseball games.
What's he doing?
I don't know. I tried to figure it out on
what was his explanation?
Friday.
Seriously,
well, he's like, I can watch it in my seat before the concert starts.
I'm like, makes no sense.
It's just crazy talk, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean. This is what he lives for, right? Aren't the Guardians?
That's what I thought, but obviously I was wrong. Obviously the Guardians aren't at the top of his list.
Well, I think that's become apparent.
You think?
When is the concert? What day? Friday?
Friday and Saturday, but he's also got dinner reservations Thursday, he said. So he's just rattled. He was just rattled Friday, but then he figured out that he could go to the Sphere early because he's going to be one of the first ones in, and he'll just sit in his seat and watch the ball game for like an hour and a half or however long he's there.
So Friday they play at 7:08 our time.
Right.
Which would be 5:08 Vegas time.
So it should be
done. You'll get to watch a good portion of it.
I would think.
Right? Saturday they play at 7:08. So kind of the same thing.
Same thing.
But if they have dinner reservations before the concert, they're out of it.
That's my thought. I don't know.
Well, I never want to hear him talk about the Guardians on this show again.
Then,
do you think I would miss a Cardinals game?
Playoff series?
Playoffs for anything?
No.
Because as much as I love the Eagles, the Cardinals are numero uno.
I know.
And I've never given you a reason to doubt that,
no.
Right?
None.
Has Jeff given us a reason to doubt?
100%.
There you go.
I'm sorry to have to say it, but it's obviously true. How is such a diehard Guardians fan can you book? One, why would you book it this week anyway? Knowing that they were probably
going to be in the playoffs, right?
Exactly. So
the Eagles are going to be in November, December, January, and February.
So go some other time. I don't know. Rational thinking, maybe? Is that what that is?
Well, you would think. And if you can think of it.
Then he should be able to.
He should be. No offense.
Oh, I don't take it. I don't take any offense to that whatsoever. Doesn't bother me.
Had a busy weekend. Football, baseball. We'll get to a lot of it. Suddenly the Dodgers can't be scored upon, which bizarre. Sports is so bizarre.
33.
There are so many things that happen that you can't explain.
33 innings? Is that what they're at?
And before that, they were giving up runs right and left.
I know. And then I don't get it. good for you. Good for them.
No, I'm not a dog.
But when the bottom drops out of that, because you know it's going to, because it is sports. It's not going to continue.
Jack Flaherty last night, I don't know if you know this, but he used to pitch for the Cardinals.
Yeah, and then he was a Tiger, and then they traded him.
He was an Oriole and then a Tiger.
Well, he was a Tiger this year.
He was a Tiger. But the Cardinals developed him, drafted him, brought him up, had a phenomenal year back in 2019, kind of lost his way. We sent him to Baltimore for a box of chocolates and a dead flower. It's ridiculous what the Cardinals do. But anyway, Jack Flaherty, 7 innings, shutout baseball last night for the Dodgers. They take a 1-0 lead over the Mets, but that series is going to go a while.
I would think.
Guardians start tonight against the Yankees, the primetime game. Jeff will be back to watch that one.
Well, I'm sure he left in time to give himself time to settle in before the game
starts. Yeah, he'll be there for that one. And that's going to be an intriguing series as well. I think the Guardians got a good shot at it, but I thought the Royals had a good shot at it.
Yeah, but then the Royals, and this is what we talked about, the Royals didn't score any runs.
They just stopped hitting.
Scoring a run or two every game, you're not going to win. You can't.
You got to score.
But that's going to be Cleveland's problem as well.
Yeah, but they showed me something in games four and five.
Thomas hit that grand slam.
I'm talking about winning in Detroit in game four. They showed me something. Can I say that? I'd never tell Jeff that.
Well, you're saying it now. So go ahead.
That was impressive because the Tigers had all the momentum in the world, and I do believe in that stuff.
As do I.
They were rolling. They felt good about themselves. They're at home. They got a raucous crowd. Their pitching staff, even though they are certainly not going by the norm, they're doing a lot of bullpen stuff. But their pitching staff had been good. They'd gotten timely hits. But lo and behold, the Guardians figure out a way, and then they got to Tarek Skubal in Game 5.
Well, that's just it. But they didn't put any runs up either to help them out.
No, Detroit didn't. Although they made it a little interesting
late
before Cleveland kind of nailed it down with some more runs.
Yeah, they had it to 5-3 there, runners on first and third with two out. I couldn't get a hit, but.
So hey, there you go.
Good for the Guardians. Good for Jeff. I was actually texting him during the game.
Oh, what a nice.
And I wasn't being too much of a donkey. I was kind of, yeah.
Were you positive?
I was kind of here and there. It was early on, and Tigers had first and second. I'm like,
oh, there you go.
Ooh, big at bat here.
Oh,
but that was it. That was just big AB. That's all it was, which it was.
What was his response to that? I bet he wanted to.
Shut up.
Well.
That was the response.
I can't blame him.
And then he got out of it, and I'm like, hey, there you go.
Oh, so you did send
I
that.
I did.
And what did he say there?
Go to sleep.
Didn't want to hear from you.
Not really, no.
I'm surprised he didn't block your text.
So then I was poking the bear a little bit, and then all of a sudden, then the grand slam came, and it was like, wow, 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 he sends me. So it didn't matter then. I could have sent him anything.
Well, good for him. Hey, good for him.
Yeah, happy days.
I'm for Cleveland. I'll say that.
Well, I'm for Cleveland. I'd say I'm for Cleveland before the Yankees.
I mean, the Yankees-Dodgers World Series is always intriguing. Don't give me the big market stuff. It's not like these teams win every year. They do get into the playoffs almost every year, but they don't win them every year.
Yeah.
In fact, the Dodgers haven't won, take away the 2020.
COVID year.
Since 88. And the Yankees haven't won since 09. And the Mets haven't won since 86. So it's not like they're dominant. The three teams with the $300 million payroll, it's not like they've dominated the game.
No, I would agree.
But they do spend a lot of money.
That's why they're always there in the playoffs.
Well, the Mets aren't always there. But
well, except the Mets. So yeah. I thought we were still on the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Well, we're talking about the Dodgers and Yankees mostly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Is this a point now in baseball with who's left of the four teams? Are you pulling for Cleveland?
I am. I am.
Jeff just drove off the road. He's in the ditch right now hearing that.
I give him a hard time, and I'll give him a hard time again. But, I admire his, until the Eagles thing came up, and he doesn't want to go to, doesn't want to see the games. So I'm kind of torn now. Is the guy really a Guardians fan?
Well, I think he's still a fan, but I don't think we can say he's the fan.
Who's more diehard, me about the Cardinals or him about the Guardians?
After this, I would have to say you.
Thank you.
And I'm just, it had been, I don't know if I could have picked before we had this conversation on Friday, but I was like, well, are you going to just not go to one of them? Or are you not going to go? And he's like, well, no, I'm going to the Eagles concert.
Well, in his brain, this is the last time he'll see him.
You don't think he's going to make another trip out?
I don't know. He
February
shouldn't.
Or something? He's, come on, seriously.
Probably, but what a...
He will.
What a buffoon.
Absolutely. But that's why I'm like, you're going to go see him again.
But I'll guarantee you, had the Cardinals been having a really good season this year, and it looked like they were going to get into October baseball, there's no way I would have booked anything for October.
Well, why would you? I don't understand. That was what I was trying to... I didn't understand why he booked then. You pretty much knew when he booked the tickets that Cleveland was probably going to be in the playoffs. So why
it doesn't make any sense.
Why? I don't know. That's your kid.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's your kid. You explain it.
By the way, you had another good week of picks. Plus, you got barely, you guys.
What do you mean barely?
By a half a point.
Doesn't matter.
You got your bonus picks.
Yeah. Did everybody take Colorado?
No. I took K-State. So did Max. Max might as well drop out.
Nah.
He's kind of good. He's easy foil.
Max.
Anthony never did get me his picks. Thoughts?
He never got
me his picks.
So he gets a zero. Wow. That's going to hurt.
Well, it's better than he did last week, minus one.
Well, minus 10, I guess, because you could go 10 on the bonus.
Yeah, he gets minus 10 on that.
So minus 10. Well, that's disappointing. At least I fired him back to you.
I had a good week, except I missed that bonus game. Because I thought K-State would win that game by more than a field goal.
Yeah, on the road, going to Colorado.
I hear you. In hindsight, it was not a good pick, but hey.
I thought it'd be close.
We all got Detroit. Boy, it's tough losing their lineman Hutchinson.
That'll hurt.
That's a tough one. Because they look like a juggernaut. And I was happy to see them blitz Dallas.
Absolutely.
The only guy that picked Dallas, Max.
Max! They got everybody hurt on the defensive side. I thought that was like a gift.
That was an easy one. I went 8 on it. BYU was an easy one. You picked Arizona. I'll never understand it. We all make our ridiculous picks. That was yours for the week.
It was.
We all picked Texas.
That was another gift.
You picked Arizona State. Congratulations, you and Max.
Well, I was
they not only covered, they beat Utah.
They're not bad.
Surprising. Well, the Big 12 is very interesting. I mean, it doesn't get the run that the SEC or even the Big 10 gets. And by the way, Oregon, Ohio State, interesting game.
Yes.
You missed that one.
I know.
But the Big 12 is interesting, as I knew it would be, because there's so much parity. You can make a case for how many teams?
Well, there's a few you could probably make a case for. The problem is that they're going to beat each other up all through it, that I don't know if any more than one team is going to get through.
Well, one team will get to the playoff, and that's right. Really about all we expected anyway. I mean, it would take something outlandish for two teams from the Big 12 to get to the playoff at this point, because you're going to have several teams from the SEC, several teams from the Big 10. So I don't know. But right now, you've got BYU and Iowa State and Texas Tech all at 3-0 in the conference. Didn't expect Texas Tech to be up there.
Nope.
K-State, Arizona State, Cincinnati, Colorado, West Virginia, all at 2-1. Utah, who was really kind of the, I think, the most picked team to win it, is at 1-2. Oklahoma State, another team we thought, wow, they got a shot. They're 0-3.
They haven't shown anything.
They're terrible. They're down there with Kansas and Baylor.
Well, I mean, we could talk about Kansas forever, but I it's been disappointing.
Kansas better win this week against Houston, and I don't think it's a gimme, because I think Houston is improving very quickly under Willie Fritz. But after that, they have K-State, Iowa State, BYU, Colorado.
They're in trouble.
That's a tough stretch.
It's a tough stretch, especially when you're 0-3 already. I mean, they're done. We know that. But they're going to have trouble getting to a bowl game right now.
Oh, it's an uphill climb. There's very little chance of them getting to a bowl game. Let's be real, people.
Well, you have
to. Not here to not be real.
Well, that's good.
They're not getting to a bowl game.
I wouldn't think so. I don't think so. There's not a chance. I mean, there's a chance, but there's not.
There's still a mathematical chance.
But there's not a chance.
But not with this schedule. They're not beating K-State, and they're not beating Iowa State, and they're not beating BYU.
No. The disappointing season after last year.
Very disappointing. And kind of came out of nowhere. It's kind of hard to explain. But that's where we're at. At 2:45 today, Gary Guzman, the head football coach at Mays High School, will join us. They did something the soccer team couldn't. They beat Mesa.
Whoa, wow. You had to go there. You just had to toss that in, didn't you?
How could I?
You didn't even show up, and you had to toss that in there.
By the way, congratulations to your daughter, Avery.
Well, thanks.
In the state tennis tournament, Class 6A coming up this weekend. Where is it?
It's in Kansas City.
Oh, that's going to be a little roadie for you.
Little roadie. Friday, Saturday.
Now, does Mays have a shot there?
Well, Riley and Avery, who's one of her besties, and they're the two singles players, finished first and second in this regional. And the doubles team finished first. Now, the regional in 6A isn't quite as strong as a couple of the other 6As. So it's going to be tough. I mean, I'm hoping they can medal, which means you got to finish in the top 12 up there. But you're facing, like, the one regional, is there three Blue Valley schools?
Oh, there's a million Blue Valley.
And all six, they took all six spots out of that regional to go. So there's going to be some really good players.
Yeah, the northeast part of the state will be very difficult.
So the state 6A is really tough, but it's experience. This is what Avery just...
You go and have
fun. 2 years ago,
she said
her goal was to get to a state tournament.
Well, then she's accomplished her goal.
So she's playing. She's free rolling right now, playing with house money. So we're going to go up and enjoy the experience. And Riley's a really good player, too. So
that'll be fun for
the
family.
It'll be fun. It'll be good. And
when are you heading up?
Well, I think Dia's going to go up on Thursday night, and I'll drive up Friday morning because Jackson plays...
Well,
he
already
Thursday.
Missed one of his games.
Well, we've missed a couple because Avery's a senior, so we're going to her stuff. He's a freshman. We got lots. We still got years left.
Leave
with
it
him.
To me to point it out, right?
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you? So I'm going to stay and go to his games Thursday at home, and then I'll get up in the morning and leave Friday about 5:30 or 6 and go up to Kansas City.
I'm going to try to get to that game Thursday.
Well, I would hope so.
Too hot last Thursday.
Oh, just smoking.
I'm being honest with you.
Just smoking. Yeah, I got that text and I just started laughing.
It was 87 degrees.
It was warm.
I'm not going to go watch a soccer game in 87 degree weather. I'm just not. I'm putting my foot down.
Absolutely.
Now, today out there, 65 degrees.
Perfect.
Perfect day. Couldn't be any better.
Well, tomorrow they're in Hutch. You want to drive up to Hutch?
No, I'm not going to Hutch. But it'd be a great game, I'm sure. Anyway, what I was saying, Gary Guzman, head football coach at Mays. They knocked off Mays South. Big win. Mays South previously undefeated. Mays is now, boy, they look like they were dead in the water. They won a couple in a row. They've got some momentum. And suddenly Mays looks like something.
Yeah.
What did they put up? 55 against Mays South?
55. It was 55-30,
I think. And it was like 28-0 early. I mean, just out of the chute almost.
It was 21-0 right away because Jackson texted me. He said, we're up 21-0. And I was like, you mean we're down 21? He goes, we're winning 21-0 already. And I said, what?
It was like before I could even sit down and get my chair comfortable.
And then they got it back to like 31-21 at half. So I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens.
Crazy.
And they took off again. So good for the boys from Mays. Well done, gentlemen.
Yeah, nice win. And we'll talk to Gary Guzman again at 2:45. We'll take a break right now. Jason Duda in for Jeff today. We will be back. Max Power is our producer and our engineer. 869-1240, that's the IHOP hotline. This is the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Get into the NFL from yesterday. I know you watch. You'll probably watch the game tonight over the Guardians. Am I right about that?
I will be flicking back and forth.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
I will.
I think you and Jeff are starting to develop a nice relationship.
Okay, that's going a little far, but I'll be flicking back and forth.
He did text you during the break.
Yeah, he told me to shut up, as usual.
Well, I don't know why you guys can't get along. It's hard. It's hurtful to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
because I strive to get along. Let me make a one observation, and we'll just kind of go down. Some of these games don't really deserve an observation.
Yeah.
But some do, and I will say this: Caleb Williams is developing at a very quick pace.
Well, he's definitely looked a lot better than he did the first couple weeks. I give him that. He's got lots of talent around him, and they have a good defense. I mean, you look at that division in itself.
Ridiculous.
5-0, 4-1, 4-2, 4-2.
It's ridiculous.
By far the
best. You know,
best
the
division.
Four best point differentials in the entire NFL are those four teams.
Yes.
Now, they'll knock each other around a little bit when they start playing each other more.
Well, Minnesota, Detroit play this weekend.
Well, that'll be unbelievable. That's a can't miss game. Is that a night? Is that a prime time game?
No, I think it's an afternoon game.
Well, that's too bad.
I would agree, but that should be a doozy. The Jets are playing Sunday night again. Why we keep having to get the Jets over and over again is starting to drive me nuts.
Why does ESPN and NBC and why do they think that we want to see the Jets and Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know why. The Jets in Pittsburgh. That's who
that's
we get Sunday night. And then the Monday night game's not bad. There's two Monday
what
night games
it?
Again.
Why is
there two
Monday? I don't like
Monday?
That either.
I don't either. Baltimore at Tampa.
That's a good game.
But you know what the other game is that they got on Monday night to have two games? Like, you want to watch this one? The Chargers and the Cardinals.
I'd rather watch paint dry, which, by the way, I'm watching up in our kitchen. And it's more exciting than the Chargers and the Cardinals.
It would be.
But anyway, Caleb Williams was really good. The Bears, now the Jags aren't very good, but the Bears blew them out. And I like that Bears team. They're fun to watch.
They are. Keenan Allen, they got Roma Dunze, who doesn't, you know, he's basically their third receiver there after DJ Moore. Swift, who looked terrible in the first couple games, has been fantastic the last 3 weeks. Their offense looks good, and it's probably because of Williams. I can't believe I'm saying that, but that's the truth.
Sometimes these rookie quarterbacks are for real.
He's following the same pattern as Stroud did last year. Stroud started off a little rough, and then all of a sudden, by the end of the year, you're talking about this kid like he's going to be one of the next best quarterbacks over the next decade. And if Williams continues like this,
you have to have a quarterback.
Oh, it's and unbelievable.
Look at that division. You talk about a different group of quarterbacks you got the two young guys, Love and Williams, and then you got the two veterans.
And one
who's never done anything.
We thought
Sam Darnold.
Put him out to pasture. That's where he should have been 3 years ago.
And Jared Goff's found his niche. I mean,
Jared Goff has always been pretty good. He's just never been that elite guy.
I'd say he's elite.
But right now, how can you not? They went to the championship game last year. They
look like
good
him.
This year. He's been to a Super Bowl. I mean, if you want to put his resume on where he's been and how far he's got, you can throw it up against a lot of guys.
I like him. My next observation is Tampa Bay scoring 51. This is coming out of nowhere. They're an offensive juggernaut. Baker Mayfield. I've always thought he was a good quarterback. He's a Heisman winner. He's obviously a guy. But I didn't see Tampa becoming this prolific offensively. They can score. They got people.
Well, look, I've never been a Baker fan. I wasn't a fan when he was in Cleveland. I last year watched him in Tampa. I didn't mind him. I don't know what it is, if he's grown up a little bit. But he was a good quarterback last year. He had to put a good year together. This year, he's doing the same thing. You got Evans and Godwin he can throw it to. Is Kate Otten as their tight end is not blah. But they use him at the right time. Rashad White, who was hurt, didn't even play last
game. He's good, though. Game.
He's pretty decent. And then they pick up Bucky Irving, who steps up in his place. They've kind of been split in time. Looks really good.
Well, Tucker yesterday had 136 yards.
And then this kid comes out of nowhere.
Who's their offensive coordinator?
They're fun to watch.
They got somebody there that's going to get plucked away.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up.
Because I'm telling you right now, if I'm in a team that's looking for a coach, and I don't even know who it is.
No,
I want him.
I'd have to look it up.
But look it up.
Well, it's going to take me a little bit longer than that.
We'll look it up at some point.
Yeah, we'll find it later. Let's be honest.
Remember, I want to know that.
Okay. I'll lock that in the vault to find out.
Because if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, whose coach needs to go, did you see him getting into it with the home fans?
I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, he's kind of barking at the home fans. They were struggling to beat the awful Cleveland Browns.
They're terrible.
And Sirianni was getting after it with some of the fans.
And Cleveland's bad.
Go after the Philly fan, my friend.
No, not there. I don't care who you are. That's a bad recipe. You don't want to be opening that book.
No, and they're in a foul mood anyway because the Phillies got ousted.
Exactly.
You got to know what you're doing.
Well, the Cleveland Browns don't.
No, they're terrible.
Giving Deshaun Watson $250 million.
I don't even pay attention to
them. Are you kidding?
The Ravens Commanders was a good game. Maybe not as high scoring as I thought it would be.
I still scored 53 points.
I know. It was fine, but I thought that game might go off the rails.
Well, Jaden Daniels is pretty good.
He is good.
And Lamar is starting to play a little
bit
better.
Derrick Henry's having his best year this year.
I think he just rejuvenated, went somewhere else.
And I know that's saying a lot. What's he on pace for? I ask you because I want you to look that up for me. But I'll look it up.
Well, you got the
computer
in front of you.
Because that's what I do.
Well, and you're a good player like that.
Right now, he's at 704 yards. And what have they played? Six games? They're 4-2.
So he's on pace for almost 2,000 yards.
Yeah. He's projected to get 1,995 yards, average nearly 6 yards per carry, and score 23 touchdowns. Now, I get it. He had that 1 year that he may never duplicate, right?
Yeah.
But this was pretty good.
I watched quite a bit of that game, flicking back and forth. He is just, I mean, we've said this for years, but he's just a beast. He is so big, and he's got so much speed. I would not want to try to tackle that man.
In 2020, he had the 2,000 yards with the Tennessee Titans, and he scored 17 touchdowns, and so he had that's obviously career year. But in many ways, this one's better because he's on pace to score more touchdowns. Now, there's an additional game. He's averaging more yards per carry. And he's got the Baltimore Ravens around him. I still think they're going to be – I don't know how the Chiefs beat this team.
Well, I don't know how they're 3-3.
I really like the Baltimore Ravens.
They're a good team. I just – or they're 4-2, I guess.
4-2.
They started 0-2, which is kind of where everybody's remembering.
They lost to Las Vegas, let's be real.
Not good.
But they've beaten Dallas, Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Washington since.
Which isn't bad.
Not bad.
They'll be tough.
That's a game that obviously we paid attention to. The Lions and Cowboys. The Cowboys, how in the world does Mike McCarthy keep that job?
I have no idea.
How do they just not have a wholesale cleaning of the house? How does Jerry Jones not say, listen, I'm 82. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. It's time for...
Well, Jerry probably says that every morning he wakes up.
No, and listen, that sounds like ageism, and I don't mean it to be, but this isn't working.
No.
This is a travesty.
It's awful. I mean, they're 3-3 and 0-3 at home. 3-0 on the road.
They're just not.
And they're beat up right now. But I don't think they're not. I don't.
They're terrible.
I can't see them making the playoffs.
I would be shocked, although their division.
That's just it. I mean, Washington's leading the division.
Washington's
4-2. Philly's 3-2.
Philly's not good.
Philly, I don't think
so. Giants are terrible.
The Giants are terrible, but yet they still play everybody tough.
Because their defense is decent. 7 points against the Bengals. I mean, come on.
No, I didn't see that coming last night.
Come on.
I did not see a defensive battle.
And then my last observation before we get to a break, and I know it's Carolina and they're terrible, but is anybody going to ever pay attention to Atlanta? They did lose that home game to the Chiefs when they had a chance to really make a mark. But since then, and that was a good game, that was a close game. The Chiefs only play close games. But since then, they've beaten Tampa, New Orleans, and Carolina. But they beat Tampa and New Orleans.
Which obviously helps. Tampa and Atlanta are 4-2. New Orleans 2-4. No Carr for who knows how long. That's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
So it'll be. I think that'll end up just being Tampa and Atlanta battling out. Kirk Cousins goes there. All of a sudden, Pitts is a little bit better. Drake London's been good. Darnell Mooney is one of the better receivers.
Yeah, they have a decent offense. And
Bijan Robinson in the backfield.
Okay. Yeah, they're okay.
Ton of offense, and their defense is all right. So they're another team that's fun to watch.
They'll hang around.
It'll be good. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of teams. There's a lot of parity. Like, take the NFC right now. And my favorite, well, and I like them to start with, is still Detroit. But losing Hutchinson brings them back to the pack a little bit. San Francisco's 3-3. I'm not sure what to make of them. I thought they would be far and above better than what they've shown so far. Minnesota 5-0. I still can't trust Sam Darnold.
Trust him.
To keep this going.
Trust him.
All year. You really?
I do trust
you. How can you trust
him? Because he
has
really good players around him.
True.
And even though I'm struggling to come up with the name of their coach, I think he's a really good coach.
Well,
and I hate it when I can't I hate it when I can't come up with the name.
The struggle's real for us right now today.
It is.
Is it Monday?
There's too many things going through. So this week we got Houston at Green Bay, a noon game on Sunday. Could definitely be a primetime matchup. Kansas City at San Francisco. That's a late game Sunday. You can't really get better than that, can you?
That should be the 7:20 game, not the Jets in Pittsburgh.
Exactly. Or, like I said, Houston-Green Bay.
Or Minnesota and Detroit.
Right. Minnesota-Detroit. Are you kidding me?
Those would be the best games of the weekend, I would think.
And that's a noon game on Fox. And Houston Green Bay is a noon game on CBS. I better get those games in my market. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, it's a good thing the Chiefs aren't playing, so you got a chance.
I got a shot. They'll probably give me Denver. Where are they?
You're going to get Denver.
Can't stand.
Oh, I think Denver's off. No, they're not.
I don't think they play, do they? Here's Gary Guzman, the head football coach at Mays High School. They're coming off a really big win on Friday night against their arch rival, Mays South, 55-30. That game was at Mays South. Gary, I'll bet you've been asked about this game about a million times since you walked off the field as the winners on Friday. We're going to ask you again, and welcome to the show, first of all. What clicked in this game that maybe hadn't been clicking for you guys?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And, yes, I've been asked about this game quite a bit. I think, you know, got a lot of people off guard. And I don't know. I mean, team came out and played really well on Friday night. And, you know, every phase of the game, I thought we played well defensively. You know, that's a very good offensive team, very good explosive team. And, we still gave up 30 points, but that was pretty good. I think they were below their average, so... And our offense was able, obviously, to put points on the board, which, you know, was nice.
And I want to ask you this, because you've been coaching, and Jason Duda, your biggest cheerleader here, wants to ask you a question here shortly. But I want to ask you, too, you started the season 0-4. You went to Derby, and anybody who's playing Derby right now is going to take their lumps. They're just a cut above. But then you scored 79 points against Campus. Now, Campus is not a juggernaut football team or program, but you're dealing with 16 to 18-year-olds. How much did just having that good feeling maybe affect what happened against Mays South? Is there something to that?
Oh, absolutely. I think it definitely gave our team some confidence going into that Mays South game. Our starters, you know, were out in the second half for the most part. So, being able to do what they did in the first half, I think gave them a great boost going into that Mays South game.
Coach, my son went to the game. My kids go to Mays, so my son went to the game, and he sent me a text literally 10 minutes in, it felt like. You guys were up 21-0. What happened? I'm not going to lie to you. I thought you were going to be in tough. I know you came off the good game against Campus, but obviously 0-4 to start the year. How'd that game start out? Was it something that you guys just looked at throughout the week going into it, or is it something that happened?
I mean, it's, you know, we were expecting our kids to play well. Obviously, you scored 21 points that quickly. Probably, you know, none of us probably expected that, but we did expect to play well. I thought it was going to be a good game, and, you know, obviously they're a very good program, and they beat us pretty handily last year, and so you got that in the back of your mind, and we got beat by them last year, and they handled us well, so, we figured it would be a close game. And like I said, just felt like, you know, they're 5-0, we're 1-4, and it's I'm sure that they were feeling pretty good about things, and so there's a lot that we had to overcome. You know, we had to overcome our own record, and of course they had to overcome getting, you know, taking us for granted, I guess.
So, can you take us back to the start of the season? You know, you start 0-4. Was there injuries? Was there kids not out? Was it things just not clicking? Get us back to there, because obviously you've really turned things around here.
We've made some changes, I think, that have helped us. And it's you take it one week at a time, and you look and try to figure out, you know, what's going on with this team. You know, we should be better than what we are. And you're looking at your players, and you say, you know, you got good players. So it's just, just trying to put everything together, you know, piecing everything together, getting the right combinations, getting the right chemistry, you know, trying to keep the kids from falling apart. You know, when you're 0-4, it's kind of hard to, you know, to motivate kids. And, you know, but our kids just kept battling. And they, you know, we try to talk to them about, you know, the fact that they're going to be facing adversity and, you know, in life. And these are lessons that hopefully will help you down the road. But, you know, keep fighting, keep, you know, don't give up and that type of thing. So it's a difficult thing when you're 0-4 and you were expected to do better than that. So like I said, we've just taken one week at a time and try to get better every week.
Talking now with Gary Guzman, who's been coaching high school football in this area for, let me guess, 34 years?
42 years.
42 years? Goodness gracious. I'm trying. I was in my 20s, Gary. My God.
Yeah.
That threw me for a loop.
21 years at Capen, and then 6 years at Southeast, and then 27, right? 27, and then 14, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. It's just an amazing legacy you're going to leave us, and hopefully not soon. I don't know what your plans are in the near future, but you probably want to coach a while longer. And there you go. How much did your experience come into play with a team like this? Because really, you've been through it all. You've had really good teams. You've had teams that may have struggled at times. You're not one that's going to hit any kind of a panic button. How did you convey that to your players?
Like I said, it was a you know, one day at a time type thing, and constantly talking to them and getting them to understand that, you know, we still have a chance. You know, we just got to keep working hard. We got to keep getting better. We got to keep, you know, executing or go out and execute well. We talked about, you know, we have good players. We just got to put it together. And, you know, you got to give credit to the kids, obviously, for not giving up, for continuing to believe, because, you know, sometimes it could go in one ear, not the other. You know, but, you know, like you said, I've had some good teams. I've had some teams that have struggled, and I feel like I've seen it all. And I'm not going to panic, you know, if we're down or whatever. You know, I always feel like there's a chance. I've always been very optimistic, regardless of what's going on around me. I try to stay optimistic. I think it's important for you as a leader to be that way and to, you know, hopefully convey that to the kids and get them to understand that, you know, this is just life, man. This is, you know, you're going to have some tough times and some hurdles, and you're going to have to be able to overcome them. You know, it's how you handle these things that are important. And I feel like our kids obviously have handled it really well.
Gary Guzman, our guest, head football coach at Mays. They have Valley Center coming up at home this Friday night. So I want to take you out off the path a little bit and ask you about Derby, because you've had some legendary games with Derby in the past. They've come down to the wire. They've gone to overtime. They've been crazy. You had your, you know, Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards. It's just incredible back and forth with them. Is this one of the better high school teams you've seen? Because when I look at their scores and their personnel, I don't know who's going to hang with them.
Oh, absolutely. Could be the best team that they've had, you know, and at least defensively, maybe, I don't know. Offensively, they're pretty strong too, but they've had some strong teams on both sides of the ball. I mean, it's one of the top teams. I know we were talking about it before we played them, that they kind of compared a little bit to that Bishop Carroll dominant team that would basically step out on the field and you know, had you beat right off the bat. But you know, that's a team. I think they lost. They beat St. Thomas in the state championship game, but nobody ever played them close. I think that might have been the closest game that they had, but they were still, you know, obviously good enough to win that game. And we were talking, you know, because to me that was one of the best teams that I had seen in this area, was that Bishop Carroll team. But Derby this year was, I would say, right up there with that team. So yeah, they're very good football team and one of the best I've seen around here.
Coach, I'd like to get some insight from high school coaches and stuff with what's going on in the college level with the NIL, and it seems like it's just about free agency. And for a guy that's been around as long as you have and dealt with a lot of guys that have went D1 and to all these schools, Avery Johnson being one of the latest ones, how do you see college football now, and how do you talk to your players about what's going on? Because I personally, I'm not a fan of it. These kids bounce around from team to team. Is there anything you tell these kids? You know, I'm sure they come to you and say, hey, I've got offers from this and talked about this. How do you see the state of college football, and how does that affect the high school kids?
You know, that's, to me, it's the college coaches are the ones that are having to deal with it right now, and it's tough. I mean, when I have the college coaches come through here, I ask them about the NIL, whatever, you know, and obviously they're not crazy about it because, you know, you lose players because someone else is going to offer them more, whatever, you know. But the transfer portal is something that obviously they're having to deal with right now. The NIL they're having to deal with right now. And to me, those two things make it hard for you to really put a solid team, you know, together and keep them around for very long, you know, and that's the problem with the NIL to me and this transfer portal is that kids, you know, if they're unhappy, they immediately get into that portal and they're out, you know, or somebody else is talking to them, they're offering them more money. So that's going to, you know, they're going to be leaving. So you just from year to year, you just don't know what you have. You know, and you know, as far as recruiting, it's got to be a nightmare because you're losing kids in the last minute, and you thought you had a quarterback, but now you don't. You know, and it just makes it really hard. And now, you know, obviously, it's hitting the high schools as well. This NIL is, you know, there are several states that have, you know, made it legal or whatever for high school students athletes to receive NIL. So. It's tough, and you know, you got a lot of kids that transfer for whatever reasons, and you know, again, they're looking at the college kids, and college kids not happy, they leave, they go somewhere else, and they have success somewhere else, and so they kind of think, well, you know, I can go somewhere else and have success, and it's tough. You know, we were, you know, we thought we had a starting quarterback, you know, back this year, and you know, he ended up somewhere else. You know, and that made it tough, you know, because now we're looking for a quarterback. So, you know, it's just the way that is, and I think it's a little bit, anyways, is coming down to the high school levels as well.
Gary, it's always a pleasure. Congratulations on a big win, and you got a couple of games left before we get to district or play. I don't know what the wording is. Postseason play in high school football.
Playoff. Right, right.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nice talking All right. to you guys, and keep doing what you're doing. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Gary Guzman, head football coach at Mays, where they have a viable, very good football program. How's the soccer program? Pretty good, isn't it?
Well, seems okay. I think in a couple of years they got some players coming up. And they're pretty decent right now, so we'll see how it goes. I can't sit here and say I know everything about soccer.
Well, you're kind of my guy.
Well, for you, I am the guy.
Yeah,
I know a lot more than you do.
I appreciate your insight. Time for a break. We got an hour left. The Bob and Jeff Show. Jason Duda in today for Jeff. We'll be right back.
Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I can't wait till you get to this stage of your life where I am, and you're able to really examine things.
It's going
to
be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy. Legendary.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
Hey, enjoy it while you can. I've seen how this turns out.
Yeah? Tell me about it, girl.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. KFH Radio, Bob Lutz, Jason Duda in today for Jeff. We just completed what I think was a superlative hour number one.
It was pretty epic.
And now we have to try to top it. Let's get into a little college basketball.
What?
The preseason AP poll came out today.
What'd you find out?
Well, the Big 12 is going to be incredible. You got Kansas at 1, Houston at 4, Iowa State at 5, Baylor at 8, Arizona at 10. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
And then a little farther down, you've got Cincinnati. So you got that many teams that are ranked in the preseason. I'm a little surprised not to see Kansas State on there, but we'll see. We'll see what they can pull off. But KU number one, Alabama number two, UConn three, then Houston, Iowa State, Gonzaga, Duke, Baylor, North Carolina, and Arizona. Now, I know you're not the biggest college basketball fan, but I love college basketball in November because of all the tournaments and interesting matchups. And I obviously like college basketball. I like it when they get into the conference season. But we're starting that. Man, that baby's right around the corner.
Doesn't that seem like everything's speeding up? Like, there doesn't – it feels like we just finished football and we're all of a sudden – last year, and we're 6 weeks into the next year. Just feels like we just finished basketball, and all of a sudden, basketball is going to be starting up again. It's crazy.
What's happened is television has taken over the sports world. So to get programming, and this has been happening for quite some time, but to cover programming, you see Thursday night college games. They play all the time. You got college basketball playing all over the place. Didn't used to start until December back in the day. Now it's early November, and you got to get all these tournaments in. They're all made for television,
right?
And that's what helps fund college athletics. And let me tell you something: they're going to need the funding with all the players they got to pay now, and all the additional expenses. It's like we talked with Gary Guzman about, it's crazy, but we sit here in our living rooms or our offices and we watch it.
Well, that's true. I can't argue with that. I'd like to argue with that, but it's true.
Because we're sports fans, and as long as we're sports fans, we're going to watch sports. We'll be able to put aside all the things we may not necessarily love about it and enjoy the game for the time it's on.
And then complain about it after.
And then when we sit here in our doing our radio show and there's no game on, then we tend to complain. But boy, the game comes on and we're not. I got to watch this game.
Why is that? Why?
Because we like the games.
That's the beauty of everything, isn't it?
Because
you can be a sports person, so that's what you're into. You could be something else, and you're into whatever it is.
Well, I've been a sports guy my entire...
Well, so have I.
So, I mean, you... Now, but
I don't like when it makes sense, when you say something that makes sense, and then I think about it, and I'm like, you're right.
You've certainly had practice hearing me make sense.
I know.
We're just hooked on it. Now, I will say this. As I've gotten older, and I spent my career covering sports, writing about sports, being immersed in sports, it's probably not quite at that level now. Like the other night, K-State, Colorado. I couldn't watch it for very long because I was tired. I had a long day Saturday. The game started at 9:15. I felt terrible. There was a day when, not that long ago, when 9:15 was nothing.
No, you weren't even ready to go out yet at 9:15. You couldn't go. You couldn't go to the bar at 9:15. People be like, "What are you doing there so early?"
Right
now, I want to be in bed and sleeping by almost 9:15
on a Saturday night. It's pathetic.
It's disgusting.
But it was. It's real.
It is. I know it is.
So I didn't see all that game.
Yeah, I didn't make it.
And that was a must-see game. I mean, that's. I don't know, man.
I turned it on and fell asleep like 5 minutes after I turned it on at about 10 o'clock.
Last night, the NFL game didn't do much for me. The baseball game got out of hand, although it was fun watching Flaherty, I guess. We watched an episode of Law and Order.
I don't blame you. Because I was doing the same thing. I was watching the football game and the baseball game. And I got on my iPad as the games were on because neither one grabbed me. Makes sense?
Yeah. There's things I want to watch on streaming channels. I want to watch The Penguin. I've heard nothing but good things about that.
The Penguin? What's The Penguin?
It's a Batman thing. You know, The Penguin.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay. I'm following
Will
you.
Will Ferrell. Not Will Ferrell.
No.
What's that guy?
Oh, here we go again. Oh, jeez. Just wait. Give me 4 minutes and I'll find it.
It's just pathetic.
It is.
How you can't remember anything.
Is that old age? Is that what it is?
What is that guy's name?
I don't know.
I get him confused with Robert Downey Jr. all the time. And this guy's an incredible actor. Come on, man.
I'm trying.
Oh, for crying out loud. Am I going to have to?
Oh, that's not it. I got the wrong one. Man.
Good grief, man.
Who's the?
This is just awful.
It's terrible. Just me. I'm almost there. No, I'm not.
I'll get it right here.
Well, you're
Colin Farrell.
That's it.
Will Farrell is not the. I should have.
Close.
Colin Farrell.
It's close. You were close.
Who? I hear he's just great in this, and I'm looking forward to watching it.
What's that streaming on?
I think Netflix.
Is it on Netflix
or Max? No, it's Max.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't get Max. Can't watch it.
Uh-oh. I get them all. My monthly bill is about $3,000.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What am I doing?
We've just had to say, look, we're only going to keep these. We're not adding. Because once you add one, then you're going to add another one. Then you're going to add another one. Then
what one can you get rid of, though?
I don't know.
You always talk to yourself. I can get rid of Paramount. Wait a minute. They got good shows on there. That's...
Well, we was talking the other day, and we're like, well, we'll get rid of Apple. So we got rid of Apple, and then we went to watch a show, and we're like, oh, man, that one's on Apple.
See?
So it's like, well, whatever. We'll get it later, and then when it's the whole seasons are out, we'll watch. That's our theory.
Well, I wish you luck with that.
This streaming stuff's driving me nuts.
But then we're hooked on sports, so we don't get to streaming that much.
Yeah,
at least I don't. I should.
Yeah, but not really. I get it.
Well, I got them all.
Well, yeah, but you do have them all. You do pay about $3,000 in cable then.
Hmm. I don't know what I'm doing. I think it'd be called irresponsible. Fortunately, my wife doesn't really, she's not paying that much attention to what we spend on streaming stuff, so I kind of get away with it.
Yeah. Well, this is good. And right now you're doing a kitchen remodel, so it really doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, you got lots of time until you got to have that conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
Nuts.
Money's just flying out of my house.
It's just crazy. Man, to be retired and just cigarettes with $100 bills must be nice.
A lot of people, when they have a little extra money, and I saved money throughout my career. I'm not going to apologize for that.
Well, you shouldn't.
I didn't save a ton.
No, but you still shouldn't.
But when you have a little money, when you get to be this age, some people use it to travel. Fine. I think that's a great thing. We just don't do a lot of that.
Understandable.
We're at home a lot, so why not make our home as comfortable as we can, right?
It only makes sense.
Thank you. I'm making a lot of sense to you right now.
Yeah, today is a really odd day because I'm literally reading your mail and I'm understanding everything.
You're reading my mail?
Oh, shouldn't have said that, I guess.
That's what Jeff does, remember?
Yeah, well, he showed me how to get it and where it's all at and how to... Never mind. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, good for you guys. How was the show Friday with you and Jeff? How was my friend Joe Auer? I booked him and then felt bad that I couldn't...
Well, he mentioned that when he got on.
Yeah, I felt bad. I love Joe. And I had some pertinent questions to ask him, but we'll get him on again.
No, we had a great interview. Joe's great to talk to. We talked about the shot clock. We talked about adding the games.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask him about.
We talked about a bunch of stuff.
But then, you know, adding the games, I'm curious, when they add games like this, when they inflate things, do coaches get paid more? That's
probably not.
Yeah,
maybe. So, I don't know.
That's the kind of stuff that interests me. Yeah, coaches want more time with their kids. They want to be in the summer. Do you get paid more?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know the answer.
I'd like to know that.
Well, next time you get Joe on, you ask him that. He's making a whole bunch more money now.
He'd
love to discuss that with you over the air.
Yeah, he might.
I don't know. My interest, when it comes to the high school game, which I go to some games now, obviously with Mays, and I know some kids, I'm curious to see how the shot clock is going to pan out. I think I'm going to like it more.
I don't like holding the ball, and I don't like being able to, you know, milk a lead. And that's not basketball in 2024. Basketball's changed. It's time for high school to change with the times. Because the way you play basketball, and it's been this way for many years now, you play with a shot clock. Part of your offensive structure is to be able to figure out a way to get a good shot in an allotted amount of time. Instead of, we didn't get that. The offense didn't work. Let's set up again and try it again.
Yes. Nope.
You got to get a shot off.
No, and that's one of the
35 seconds, I think, is what the shot clock's going to be. That's still too long.
Yeah, but it's better than
than the alternative.
But what I don't like about it, and I think I asked Joe, I'm like, why are they going to do it during the regular season, and then you're going to have to re-coach these kids
ridiculous.
In the playoffs? Like, just run it through the year.
Utterly
ridiculous.
If you
don't like it, then take it out.
What was his answer?
Well, it was basically, he's like, and I'm going to paraphrase, and if I get a little bit wrong, Joe, I apologize, but I think what he was getting at was it just doesn't make much sense that we're going to coach for the season, then going to have to
doesn't make any sense.
We're going to have to re-coach these kids for the playoffs because it's going to be a different style. And that's not fair to the coaches, kids, or anybody.
Of course it's not.
So why would Keisha decide, okay, we'll do it in the regular season, but in the playoffs,
I don't know,
the
we'll
way
have to
it
get
was.
Keisha on to ask him.
Like, just keep it through the year, and if it doesn't work, then scrap it the next year. That's the one thing I don't like about.
I don't like that.
But like Joe said, any progress is good progress.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I agree. And we can say we don't like it because we don't really have to deal with it.
All right, let me put out a personal plea for League 42. We're in need of coaches, as we are every year. This isn't unusual when you have this many teams and this many kids, finding folks who will volunteer their time to come out and coach them, mentor them, help them, be their buddy. Whatever it is, we have needs. If you are interested in helping us in League 42, please reach out to me at league42wichita@gmail.com. I'll give you all the details and tell you how this works. Saturday during registration, and we signed up 196 kids in 4 hours Saturday. I had three or four parents volunteer to be a head t-ball coach.
Perfect.
How about that?
That's good.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
So thank you to those folks. So, coaches, always in need, reach out to me. We'll make it happen. We'll take a break here on the Bob and Jeff Show. Jeff on his way back from Denver. We expect him to be back on the show tomorrow before he flies out to Las Vegas.
Jeez, what
coming
a
up
life.
Later in the week.
What a life that kid has.
Dude will be back here with me on Thursday. So that's kind of the setup for the week. We'll be back.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Dodgers-Mets underway in L.A., Game 2 of the National League Championship Series. And the Mets have gone out to an early 1-0 lead with a run in the top of the first. So congratulations to the New York Mets, who lead, and finally, somebody scored against the Dodgers.
Here it goes. Here it goes right now. It's over. It's over.
It's over?
It's over. Dodgers.
You think they'll implode now?
Yep. They're not going to. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be like, it'll be ugly. Ugly, ugly. That's how I see this going from here on out.
Well, I don't know about
it. I'm pretty smart.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's okay. You can say it. I know it hurts for you to say it.
There's moments when you make sense. And by the way, thanks to whomever texted me the name of Colin Farrell. I appreciate that. Sometimes an old guy needs a little assistance.
Well, that's true.
And I don't take exception to that.
You shouldn't.
There was a time when I would have lambasted this person.
That's also true.
For trying to help me.
Heaven forbid someone should lend a helping hand to Mr. Bob.
Because I got it covered. Leadoff home run, by the way, for Francisco Lindor.
See, it ended that quick.
There you go.
That quick. I told you.
Love watching postseason baseball. Absolutely love it. Although last night's game wasn't scintillating, but when it is, there's nothing better. Because you're hanging on every pitch. It's just fun.
So is that the plan? You're watching the Cleveland game tonight?
Oh, absolutely. No question about
it. Ordering in.
Going to go pick up something.
Well, I don't know why you don't make anything in your kitchen.
We can't. our refrigerator's still in our living room, although David, our contractor, tells us that will be rectified very soon.
Oh, there you go.
The refrigerator will be back in its rightful place in the kitchen.
Sweet. Look at that.
Floors are going to be laid this week. Cabinets are going to be finalized. Paint is happening. They're painting right now. Trim, working on that outside, as you saw coming in.
I did. I had to park down the street. Wasn't happy about that, but it's all right. Don't worry about it.
So I'm very excited about it.
That's good. Where are you ordering in from?
I don't know yet. You know, I wish Barnard's was closer.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's not bad for me. It's just take a right.
Yeah, you just go down the street.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Barnard's is fine where it's at, according to me. I know you don't care.
Takes a little while to get out the Maze Road for me.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not bad, but it's not great.
No, it's not. It's not in a great spot for you, which is disappointing for you.
I suppose I could get over here on... I haven't tried that. I suppose I could get on 96, but then it's a long ways coming back to the south to get there, right?
It is.
But I love the barbecue sandwich. And one of our favorites now is Doc Green's.
Doc Green's is good.
They have a ranchero salad that I just love.
Yeah, we pick up from there. But we're in a spot, too, where everything's a little closer.
Yeah, you're right there on Maze Road.
Yeah, which is kind of nice.
You live in the upscale neighborhood.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
I'm trying to make it happen here.
Well, you're doing okay. I mean, you'll get there sooner or later.
We don't have the kind of money that we can move to a place that has a gate and a guard and those kinds of things.
True. But, I mean, you got enough to redo your whole house.
I'll tell you one thing that we do have, which caught us kind of by surprise. We wondered why all these orange cones were being placed around.
Yeah.
They've been here for 10 days, 2 weeks. And we thought, well, are they going to do road work here? What's happening? Well, yesterday, the Prairie Fire Marathon, part of that was right over in our area. And, in fact, they ran down our street.
Right out here?
Right out here.
Come on.
We've never had that before.
Oh, big wheeling it for sure.
That's it. That was cool. Now, I wasn't here for a lot of it, but Debbie said some of our neighbors set up their lawn chairs and cheered as the runners went by, and that's kind of cool.
That would have been a great afternoon for you.
Now,
great
we couldn't
morning.
Get out of our neighborhood.
No, you're probably locked in.
Which nobody told us. I mean, let us know. What if we'd have had to go somewhere?
Well, you wouldn't have been able to.
Well, that's not right.
Well, but it's just the way it was going to work out for you. It's a good thing that you didn't want to get out and you're a homebody.
I need to talk to somebody about
that. I would think you should. I would think you should.
Is that going to be a standard deal now?
Every year.
Or are they going to move it around?
Every year. No, I think they're going to keep
you it. You don't know.
Just to keep you in the dark.
Well, I'm going to go
keep you from getting out
before,
one day. I think
before
that's
a city council meeting.
I like it. I think that's fantastic.
My goodness. What are we supposed to do, people?
What if you need to eat? Because you got nothing here. You don't have a kitchen.
No, we don't. We're trying to, you know, not eat very much. That's one of the things. That's one of the plans. I usually go get my wife a biscuit and coffee for breakfast.
Nice.
Then she has to sometimes drive to her job in Wellington. And then in the evening, I'm going to tell you right now, Barnard's is speaking to me unless I go to Leakers.
Are you back on the Leakers train?
Leakers. Come on now.
You were off it for a little while.
I haven't been there as much. I will admit that. Because it's not just one you jump on.
Oh, no?
It takes you a little while to get there.
Okay.
But I will tell you this, the specials, you want to know?
Let me hear them.
The specials today, beef and noodles, and they're usually the same on Mondays. Beef and noodles, sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
I like beef and noodles.
Lasagna.
That's what I'm having tonight.
And brats and kraut.
Brats and kraut.
I like it.
I don't mind it.
I like sauerkraut. Weird... You wouldn't think I'd like sauerkraut?
I wouldn't think you would, no.
No, nobody would.
It's not something I would say, oh, that's something that you're going to go and get.
Doesn't make any sense, really.
But every once in a while, I like it. We had sauerkraut all the time at home growing
up. Apparently Jeff's holding. And
Jeff's holding?
He must have a bone to pick or something. I don't know what it would be. But here he is.
Well, I'm trying to bail you out. I know the show has reached its nadir, its low point, when we're talking about the specials at Leakers, which you have to be embarrassed putting that on the air as often as you do. Do they pay us? Do we get anything out of the weekly beef and noodles mention that you have to get in the 3 o'clock hour? Come up with some material every now and then so we don't have to run down sauerkraut. And yes, I've been driving a while.
How's it going, Jeff?
You have anything, dude? I don't. You got anything for him? Because I don't. I just simply don't care.
I think it's fantastic that he's made the effort to call.
Where are you?
Russell. We're getting there. We're coming.
You're only in Russell?
What do you mean I'm only in Russell?
Well, you're only in Russell.
I mean, get up early and leave, man.
Well, we couldn't, and sitting, my wife's meanness in Salina, she has this thing called a job, so she couldn't just walk off, and so we got it timed out, so don't you worry. And I'm a little stressed about the game. I kind of want beef and noodles now. I've been driving forever.
Well, you must not be that stressed because you're willing to miss a couple games this weekend.
I didn't know. I didn't think of that. When tickets
well, then you don't think like
minutes.
A winner, right, Duda?
Kinda. We talked about this, and I was pretty disappointed in the fact that, man, you book it, you know your team's going to be in the playoffs. Why not just book it a month later?
Because it's our anniversary, and I thought it would be the thing that would get me over the hump as far as being able to buy tickets. Say, hey, you can go. We can spend our anniversary weekend in Las Vegas. And did it work? Yes. Will I also get to watch the games because we're in Pacific time and the games are in Eastern time? Yes. So everything works out.
What a romantic anniversary. Sorry, honey, I'm going to be watching the game.
And then I'm going to the concert.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll see you in the morning for breakfast for 3 days.
Just an awful,
hey,
awfully, awful thought out.
Works out. That's how it works out.
All right, get back to your drive. I'm done. I don't have anything else for you. You got anything, dude?
How was Denver? I was curious on how Denver was.
Denver, I don't really like Denver, if we're being honest. It was fine. The concert was fun. Everyone had a good time. Aaron wants to say something about the concert, too.
Oh. I wasn't ready for that one. It was fun. I liked the concert.
There you go.
It was really fun.
All right. Who was the concert?
Yeah, who'd you see?
It was Alec Benjamin.
He's 30 going on 15, but we love him anyway.
No.
you know what? Beef and noodles is about 9 times better than whatever this is. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. My God.
I thought that was awesome.
I'd rather dive into a pit of beef and noodles than listen to that.
I think it was great stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was good that Aaron chimed
in. I'm glad Aaron chimed in.
I think it's fantastic.
But Jeff,
I think they should call in the next segment too.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Whatever. We'll look forward to it. Mark Vientos hit a 3-2 pitch out for a grand slam, and the Mets are doing to the Dodgers pretty much what the Dodgers did to the Mets yesterday. 6-0 in favor of the Mets. The bullpen game not going to work out for the Dodgers. Their lack of starting pitching, I think the Mets will win this series. But we'll see. It's a long way to go.
You're going to call that already?
Yeah. There's something about the Mets.
The story has been really good. I will say that.
I actually don't mind this Mets team because I really like Francisco Lindor.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah. There you go.
So you're looking
for anybody who cares.
You're looking for Mets Cleveland. Is that what you're telling us?
I'm hoping for Cleveland. I don't really care who wins this. But the Mets, I guess. I mean, I'm not a Mets fan.
Well, I'm not saying you're a Mets fan. There's only 4 teams left, so you got to pick a couple of them. So
Mets Cleveland would be a nightmare for the
The
TV people.
They'd hate it.
They're salivating at the Yankees Dodgers.
Well, of course they are. But
Mets-Cleveland, I'd get a kick out of just for that.
Just for that purpose alone?
Yes.
All right. Well, interesting.
So here we are, college football. We've played 6 weeks. We're halfway through. And what you have right now is Texas pretty much a unanimous number one, although Oregon getting some votes. But Texas, a team I have never been able to trust. They look like they're trustworthy.
Yeah, well, I agree with that because over the last 10, 12 years, you never knew who you were going to get coming from them. But I bet you they're loving the fact that they went into Oklahoma and just annihilated them.
Well, that was good play at the, that was played.
Whatever. They played Oklahoma and annihilated them. That's all they're worried about.
Now, they have Georgia this week, and we'll learn a lot. They have Georgia, Vanderbilt, Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky, Texas A&M. That's the rest of their schedule. They should be able to navigate that. But Georgia, obviously a test. That one's going to be played in Austin. And that's the game of the week in college football, hands down.
As it should be.
And that's one of we'll be picking a lot of very interesting games this week. There is no shortage of really good games.
None?
No. We just talked about them in the NFL. There's 3 or 4. That will be very interesting. And that game, certainly in college football, will be fascinating. And there's a few others. You want to know who?
Give me the games.
Are you curious?
Give me the games, and I'm kind of curious on who we're going to have to be picking as I stretch my lead out in this little adventure.
You've got a suddenly interesting game in the Big 12, Arizona State at Cincinnati. Both of those teams are playing better than we thought they would. You've got Alabama at Tennessee. Tennessee's another team I have trouble trusting. They always seem to let down at the worst moment. You know what I mean?
I do. I do.
I don't know if I can buy into Tennessee. And then you've got Georgia, Texas. We just talked about that. And I guess that's about it. College football not as interesting as maybe I was hoping.
No, I didn't think there was that many good games this week, but the ones that you're talking about are okay. It'll be Tennessee's played well, but like you said, can't trust them. But I'm more interested in the Texas game because we'll see exactly where Texas is after playing Georgia. I don't think that's an argument.
Kansas State at West Virginia. That's an it's always interesting to West Virginia. There and play.
What is it with West Virginia?
It's tough place to play.
Why is it so difficult, though?
Because they bring out the moonshine and...
Oh, I got to get up there. I got to get up there and try
this place. A little jab at West Virginia. But it's just they have a good home crowd, and it's difficult to get to. You got to fly into Pittsburgh and bus over to Morgantown, and it's just not a... It's a tough place to win. Always has been. Now, even when they're not great, and they're not great...
No.
But they'll give K-State a battle.
They give everybody a battle. That's what I'm talking about. I don't get it. But maybe you've cleared it up for me.
K-State right now, 3-point favorite. Not very many points considering the disparity in records.
And I don't know if I could take K-State on the road in that game.
You may not.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't think I can.
And West Virginia's not a bad team by any stretch. So that's an interesting game. K-State with Avery Johnson throwing a late touchdown. It looked like they weren't going to get that done at Colorado the other night, but they figured it out, got it done. And DJ Giddens, that guy,
he's not a bad,
maybe an All-American this year.
He's looking pretty good. He's looking really good.
I'd have to look into the running back situation a little bit more.
Yeah. Cause I don't know who else is out there right now that's a running back that's been playing as well as he has, but I would have to agree with you in the fact that he's got to be in the conversation right now.
He's the fourth leading rusher in Division I. There's a kid at Boise State who already has 1,200 yards. He's 300 yards ahead of everybody. Caleb Johnson at Iowa, Omarion Hampton at North Carolina, and then DJ Giddens at K-State. So he's number four. And I would argue that he's the best running back in the country. The kid at Boise State, Ashton Giante, he's averaging 10 yards per carry and already has scored 17 touchdowns.
How are you averaging 10 yards per carry?
Well, I don't know, man.
Like, is there nobody in the box? Like, what's the defense is doing?
I don't know.
That sounds a little goofy to me, doesn't it? 10 per carry after 6 games?
It's bizarre, isn't it? Why don't I know more about this guy?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Out of Jacksonville, Florida.
10 yards.
Last year at 1,347 yards. Good year. 14 touchdowns, averaged 6.1 yards per carry. And this year, he's just been unbelievable.
That's a ridiculous number for that many games.
It's crazy.
Like
and Boise
a game or
State's
two.
Not playing all sisters of the poor either. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe they are. Maybe that's why.
Well, I don't know about that.
Nothing against Boise State, whoever's out there listening.
Let's look at them. They lost. Okay. They played Oregon within 3.
Well,
they
that's
lost
not
by
bad.
3 points. They beat Utah State. They beat Hawaii. They beat Washington State. They're 3 points away from being unbeaten with their only loss to Oregon. So they're pretty good. And in that game against Oregon, this young man had 192 yards on 25 carries and 3 touchdowns.
Well, maybe he is.
That might be your All-American.
That might be your guy all of a sudden. That's not bad.
See, I did a little research, and
well done.
I've come up with an alternative.
We've figured out a reasoning here why. That's pretty good.
That looks like your first team All-American right now.
That's still averaging almost 8 yards a carry against
Oregon.
Against a team that's probably going to be number 2.
Their quarterback in that game was only 17 for 40. So they had to be focusing completely on this guy, right?
Well, you'd think when you're
the quarterback didn't hurt him.
Well, he was 17 for 40.
The running back did.
So you'd think that after a while, you'd have to do something to try to stop him.
Well, the running back is what Oregon couldn't stop him.
That's what I'm saying.
That's interesting. Now I know a little bit more.
See?
So do you.
See, I come here and you learn stuff. You don't have to argue.
You
for
come
2 hours.
Here and I learn stuff?
Exactly.
Or look, you come here and you learn.
Oh, no. I already knew. You learned stuff. I got you to take a look at that, and all of a sudden now we found out
well, you had all
who
that
the
knowledge
All-American
already.
Could be. Oh, no, I didn't have it, but I'm allowing you to use it.
Thank
see?
You.
See? You see
what
where we're going with this?
What a guy.
You're welcome. Don't worry about it.
Well, I think that's interesting.
It is interesting.
You know, DJ Giddens was just fantastic against Colorado. He's had a really great season. He's the MVP of that offense.
No question.
By far.
That's not a debate.
And I really thought, well, there's your All-American until we've done a little more research.
Well, that's what we do on this show. Isn't it?
That's what, you know, I mean, I'm here to inform
and
entertain.
You do a heck of a job, Mr. Bob.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate that. This guy's 5'9", 215 pounds, a junior. Interesting. He's been at Boise State his entire career. I applaud that.
I like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yes, I do like that.
I think
that.
That's good because I was scared I was going to look up and he was going to be at Well, he came in from Alabama, and then we went to
Tennessee. Then yeah. He went to North Dakota, and then decided to go to Boise.
He stuck it out at Boise State.
Good for him. Now I even like him even more. Go get him, kid.
Go
get him, kid. That's what I say.
How many people have we turned on to Boise State right now? I mean, our listening audience.
At least a couple dozen. You'd have to think at least a
couple. Well, out of the 4,000 or 5,000 that are listening.
Right.
At least a couple dozen.
They're going to tune them in next time they see Boise State because they're going to say, I got to check out this kid. I got to check out this running back.
There you go.
Who Bob says is going to be the All-American.
Looks like he's on pace to be.
Well, I can't argue with that point.
All right. We'll see you all tomorrow. Jeff will be back. We'll have a game, some other things as well. Thanks to Gary Guzman, the head football coach at Mays, for being our guest in hour number one. Thanks to Jason Duda. He'll be back here on Thursday. Have a good night.